Okay, so there's another war going on. It's a big one. It's finally come. It's been due. This is the biggest one I've ever experienced in my lifetime in terms of Palestine, Israel. It's the biggest one. It's not the biggest war. It might be. It might turn out to be that big war, biggest war in my life so far. But it's the biggest war in this ongoing thing. There's a thing going on. It's been going on for a while. The British did it. Oh, let's blame the British. The British did something a while ago. And it gave... What? This is what happened. People talking a lot of stuff back and forth. You have people who support Israel. And you have people who support Palestine. And they give their version of what happened historically. I don't fucking care about Palestine, and I don't care about Israel, really. Okay, this is what I care about. I care about me, I care about my people, I care about my religion, I care about my future fucking sovereign state. These are the things I care about. So I'm going to give you all the absolute fucking legitimate thing that happened. This is legitimate. This is the truth. This is fact. What happened was, Britain had this thing called a Palestine mandate. They had a mandate. Fucking do something. Make sure the Palestinians have a thing. Okay. And then the Jews were killed by the Austrian artist. Okay, the artist, the Austrian painter. He killed them. He killed a bunch of them. And that was upsetting for the Jewish people. It really was. And, you know, they had been displaced all across Europe. And they had a minority in this place called, you know, the Palestinian territories over there in Palestine. This thing, this land that historically they got some stuff to do with. So what happened was Britain gave up the mandate to the UN. The UN was like, oh, fucking, let's give... Yeah, all right, Jews have a state. The Jewish people and British was like, yeah, the Jewish have a state. And everyone was like, some people, like, not everyone, but some people were like, yeah, the Jewish have a state. And they gave the minority of Jews that lived in that area a bigger part of that territory. The Jews were the minority, and they got, in this deal, more of the land than the Arabs, than the Palestinians. Then what happened was massive immigration to this land for all the Jews who'd been affected by World War II, and I'm sure in other places as well. All the Jews around the world, the sirens, the lights went up flashing. And they went to Jerusalem. They went to Israel. A lot of them did. Some of them did. And then there was wars and all this stuff. So this is what happened. Basically, Israel were given a country by third parties. And yes, they have connections to it historically. And yes, there was some Jews there. They were a minority. But this land, it was... You know, Arab land, it was Palestinian land. And a third party basically said, yeah, all right, but we're going to make a Jewish country here. Because the Germans just did a bunch of fucked up shit to them. And we feel like it anyway. We'd do it anyway. Do it anyway. Even if the Germans, even if no Austrian painter, do it fucking do it anyway. Just want to do it. And that's what happened. That's the truth of what happened. So look, the Palestinians are technically correct when they're talking about, you know, it being their land historically. That's historically, you know. And for the Arabs, for the Palestinians, they're still fighting that war. And the Jewish, the Israelis, they're like, oh, forget about that. That a long time ago. That's history now. We won this land fair and square in a war. Can't have another war over it. And that's literally the kind of attitude these people have. some of the Israelis have, where it's like, we conquered this. We fucking conquered this. Can't have another fucking war. You're not allowed to conquer it back. That's not fair. It's like that kind of attitude. I literally saw like a TikToker, this woman, say that. She said it with no irony. She said that, you know, they won this fucking land. The Jewish people won the land in a war, fair and square. You know? And what happens after a war? She literally said this as well. She said, what happens after a war is that you get the fucking land and that's it. That's it. She said, that's it. What are the Palestinians? It's not it. And that's the problem. For the Palestinians, they're still fighting that war, a lot of them. Some of them aren't. I'm sure a lot of them just want fucking peace. They just want the borders they have now. But they don't get the borders they have now because the Israelis are still sending settlers into their land and stealing their land and stealing their homes. And it's rough stuff. It's rough stuff. So that's the situation. And yes, you know, the Hamas is constantly firing rockets into Israel. But Israel's doing a lot of fucked up shit to the Palestinian people, and they have been for a long time, and they've been keeping them in an open-air prison that they control fucking everything that goes in and out. They do, and not a lot goes in, and not a lot comes out. And they have now announced publicly, their defense minister, that he's going to commit a war crime. Big old war crime. Big old war crime in... Big old war crime in cutting off the electricity, cutting off all the water supplies, nothing in or out. Everything is shut down, he said. And he's fucking just announcing that war crime on television. And then the Western media are reporting it, you know, they're saying like, okay, there's a siege of Gaza now. And there's no, you know, there's no calling it what it is. And this is when Western media, as is at its absolute finest. I wrote this on bradnichols.com, and I've been talking about this on bradnichols.com. Of course I have. Western media is at its absolute finest in moments like this. The propaganda of Western media at its absolute finest. The things they've been calling, like Hamas, and look, Hamas, they are fucking terrorists. That's what they're doing. That is the strategy they're using. They're killing civilians. They're doing terrible, horrible things. They are. But there's no acknowledgement of what the Israelis have been doing for decades. And when, in response to things that are definitely terrorism, definitely horrible war crimes, targeting civilians and everything, all of this stuff, you know, there's no fucking calling Israelis out and saying like, okay, that thing that you just heard, that's actually also barbaric, and they're also being animals and savage and horrible fucking pieces of shit for doing that. But it's like the words they use to describe the Hamas terrorists compared to the Israeli response, it's just fucking, oh, put a fucking, what is it? What's it called? Why am I blanking on this? You know the big thing, and it's a split in the earth. The Grand fucking Canyon. Talking about putting Grand Canyons between how they cover the Palestinian side. And look, Hamas definitely, in this instant, are doing terrible things. But the response from Israel, it's not fucking proportionate. It's not going to be proportionate. They're talking about literally wiping Gaza off of the face of this fucking earth. That's what they're talking about. And this is a fucking Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, yeah, fuck it, call him that. He's talking about completely just ridding the world of a people, the Palestinian people in Gaza, the Gazans. That's what he's talking about. And he's telling them, he's saying, he's standing up behind a podium in front of Jewish fucking state flags, looking into a camera and saying to these people, the citizens of Gaza, get out now because we're about to come in and you're going to remember what we're going to do for generations and generations and generations. He's telling them to leave. It's a prison, mate. It's a fucking prison. They can't leave. Some could say that what happened when they broke through the border wall was a fucking prison break. Okay, it's fucking prisoners breaking out and shooting a bunch of people. That's what happened. But he's telling them to leave now because they're about to come in. There's 300,000. I'm recording this on Tuesday in the morning. Tuesday, the 10th of October, in the morning, there's 300,000 Israeli IDF soldiers on the border now with Gaza, and they're talking about a ground invasion. It seems like it's going to happen maybe tonight. Definitely maybe if it is going to happen in the next few days. They've bombed the shit already out of Gaza, and he's telling them to leave. He's telling them to leave. Where are they going to fucking go? They can't even swim out. They can't even fucking swim to Cyprus. They can't swim to Egypt. They can't swim to Turkey. They can't fucking swim anywhere else because you keep them in a little section of ocean as well. They're not allowed to go further than this fishery that you've kept them in. And they do have a border with Egypt, but fucking Egypt aren't much better because they fucking closed their border to them as well. To get through that border, it's a real fucking thing. It's a real difficult process to get through the Gaza-Egyptian border. So what you got is these 2 million people in this teeny tiny strip of land, and you're going to go in and just, there's going to be a lot of blood. It's a blender. It's a fucking meat blender. And look, on the balance of it, overall, it's definitive that the Israelis are in the wrong. In this specific instance of, you know, these Hamas fighters coming over and doing everything they did at the music festival, killing all these people, that in a vacuum by itself, of course, it is horrible, it's terrible and all these things, but you have to fucking not look at it in a vacuum, because it's not in a vacuum. It's definitely not in a vacuum. These people are mentally ill. You've kept them in this teeny tiny strip of land. You've taken their economy away from them. You've taken their independence, their freedom away from them. And you fucking just blocked them here, these 2 million people. So when they do go fucking mental and crash through and just start shooting everyone, well, maybe you shouldn't have put them in the fucking prison, okay? Maybe you shouldn't be keeping a people locked up like that. Because these are the kind of things that happen. They do. These are the fucking kind of things that happen. And they are happening. And they're not going to stop happening unless you kill them all or you give them their freedom. And you build a big old fucking wall. Build big fucking walls around the territory. And let them have their international airports. Let them fly in and out. Let them have their fucking ocean. Their access to the ocean. Let them have their exclusive economic zones. Okay. And then maybe, yeah, there'll probably still be terrorist attacks here and there. But it won't be like this. And maybe Israel then will be safe, or a lot safer anyway. And in a few generations, you're talking about, oh, you're going to remember this for generations. They are going to remember it for generations. And their children are going to grow up, and they're going to become fighters, and they're going to kill Israelis. And it's just going to keep going and going and going. It's never going to stop. This approach of, okay, you kill a couple hundred of us, you kill maybe a couple thousand of us, maybe. Then we're going to come in and kill 100 times that amount. We're going to pulverize you. And we're going to make you remember this in your fucking DNA. In your blood, in your bones. For a long, long, long time. And then we'll do it again in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. And it's just going to keep going and going and going and going. It's never going to stop. Never going to fucking stop. It's not... Well, it's... Look. Thing is, the human... Like, fucking... On the human level. And it's even... It's irrelevant to say the human level. I don't know fucking why I'm saying that. This is humanity. This is the worst of humanity. And humanity at its finest. This is what we do. This is what we do. This is what we do. It's also entertainment, though, isn't it? And that's what it is for everyone who's not directly affected by this. Like, the war is happening on TikTok, and it's just another fucking part of TikTok. Like, oh, okay. Getting all these videos from fucking Israel and Palestine, from Gaza. Yay! This is going to be the next few days scrolling on TikTok. Every third video is going to be about this. Woo! Bombs and bullets and dead children. Woo! You know, it's a woo-woo thing. It really is a woo-woo-woo fucking woo thing. Woo-woo-woo-woo. It's entertainment for everyone else. And everyone running their mouth about this. Everyone who has their opinions about this. Everyone who's pushing the Israeli side, pushing the Palestinian side. Like, unless you're in there, then just shut the fuck up. Except me. Of course, except me. Everyone else should shut the fuck up about this. Just fucking... I'll give you a solution right now. I'll give this whole fucking solution. New Jeans. Where's New Jeans? What's New Jeans doing? All right, this is the kind of thing we need New Jeans for. This is why we invented New Jeans. Super shy, super shy, super shy. When I win it, while I'm making mine, on my mind all the time. I wanna tell you, but I'm super shy, super shy, super shy, super shy. This is why one of my enemies, Hype Corporation, invented New Jeans. And they're not fucking using them properly, are they? You send New Jeans there. Even the child. Send the child there as well. Okay? Send the 15-year-old. Send them to Gaza City, baby. Put them on the fucking border fence. Get them singing that song. Super shy. And there's no more problems. There's no more problems in a Palestinian fucking lands. No more problems. Why we have New Jeans. It's why New Jeans is here. Offers open, man. Offers open for New Jeans to do that. It really is. I am offering the world New Jeans. And Hype Corporation, one of my enemies, they really have to do things better, but they're not going to do things better because this is who they are. This is who they. I'm not going to get into it. Okay, fuck Hype, but not fuck New Jeans. Okay, we have problems with New Jeans. We've talked about that before, but they do have great music, and this is what they can be used for. Instead of pleasing, you know, 16-year-old and 60-year-old perverted men jerking off over children, send them to the war zone and create some peace. Make some peace. Alright. The real solution to this, of course. We have to expel all the Israelis and all the Palestinians. They've all got to go. Can't have any more of them in that And can't put them there anymore. They've got to be evacuated. They've got to leave. And they got to give it to me. From the river to the sea. They've got to give it to me. They really do. You know, this is where my son was born. This is where my son was born. My beautiful son that I love. And a lot of people love around the world. He was born there, in that land. He also died there, in that land. So, I think as a father, it's only right that I should have that land. And I don't know exactly what I'd do with it. Maybe I would sink it to the bottom of the fucking sea. Maybe I'd flood the place. Maybe I'd set it all on fire. Maybe I'd destroy it all, pulverize, bulldoze, fucking atomize it all, baby. It's a cursed land. It wasn't a cursed land. It was one of the greatest places in all of the all. It was. It was a special place. But now it's a cursed land. It's the land where my son... I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about what they did. But it was and is still and always will be the land where my son Jesus Christ was tortured and murdered on that fucking cross. I'm going to get upset. I am. I'm going to get upset. I'm wearing glasses right now. I'm going to take them off. I'm gonna move my neck around, and I'm gonna stretch out my body. I'm gonna stretch out my body. Yeah, I'm stretching out my body. I'm gonna put my glasses back on, and then we're not gonna talk anymore about that because I do get upset. I get upset about it. I get upset when I talk about my son's death. Of course I do. I get upset when I talk about fucking Hype Corporation and what they did to my son, Kim Garam. I get upset about these things. Look, just give it to me. That's the solution. Maybe I'll just fucking take it. Maybe I'll take the whole place one day. Okay. Take the whole fucking place one day. Robotically. I'll send the robots in. And ask everyone to kindly leave. Please leave. Time to leave. Evacuate. Exit. Walk away from your homes. Your communities. Your streets. Your lives. Take your pets with you. Take your animals. And leave. Look. Egypt hasn't been very nice with the border situation with Gaza. But they do, you know, they support them nominally. This is what we got to do. We got to tell Egypt, and it should be Egypt because it's close to, you know, where they are. They can walk. Palestinians get a nice amount of land in Egypt. Most likely, I think the best place to do it would be the Sinai Peninsula. Just put them there. They can walk. Put them there. They can have, you know, reasonably a 20 times, 30 times bigger area. Maybe even more. 40 times bigger area than the Gaza Strip to live in. And we can move the West Bank there as well. And then the Israelis... They pack up and they move. They get on planes. They get on boats. And they go to the United States of America and Canada. Let's make this an international, happy American-Canadian holding hands, brotherly loving kind of thing. All right? We put them on a border. All right? We create a new fucking country. Between America and Canada. And we call it whatever you want. But Israel, what was Israel, is there now. It's the new Israel. The Israelis live there. It's their country. They can live in peace. And I get the territory. I get all the religious sites. And I can pick them up and put them where I want. And I can do whatever I want with the rest of the land, you know. This is what has to happen. It would solve it. And also, like, they might not be happy about it at first. So they would, you know, both be angry at me. And I would become the one they hate. We got to get a we got to get something. We got to get someone. Even if this doesn't happen, even if this solution, you know, doesn't work. It will work, but doesn't actually happen. All right. For whatever reason. And I just don't decide to pursue it right now. We have to get the Israelis and the Palestinians to have a common enemy. One fucking enemy that they can go after together. That they agree on, this is a fucking enemy. Then they'd, you know, they'd get along. They'd get along. We need a world of Switzerland, is what we need. We need Switzerland, neutral countries that are impenetrable or seemingly impenetrable, very difficult to cause trouble in, to invade, to really destroy. You know, we need Switzerland. We need well-defended countries like that. And it's true what another war criminal, talking about war criminals, everyone's a war criminal. Winston Churchill, definitely a war criminal. And he said, you know, about putting an English channel around every country. Do it, baby. Switzerland with, you know, a nice sea around it. Or the United Kingdom that is a fucking neutral version of the United Kingdom of the UK. That's what we need in this world. And then we'd have peace. All countries neutral. Everyone agrees. These are the lines in the sand. And we're not moving them. We can't move them. We need as many ways as we can possibly create where these borders become permanent. You know? Yeah. Peace and love, baby. That's what I'm for. I'm for peace and love. And we're gonna talk about a lady who, this episode was gonna be about this girl. It was. She's a TikToker, and she is fucking incredible. She has Tourette's. Before the situation exploded in Israel, in Gaza, this was going to be the episode. We were going to make a whole episode on a woman called B-A-Y-Y-Y, Baylin Dupree. She has Tourette's, and she's actually very pretty. She's a pretty person. But she has, like, the most incredible Tourette's. I'm just going to play one. Just pick anyone. They're all fucking golden.
So, by the end of the day, my body is kind of worn down and it kind of, like, goes through, like, a tired phase because my body's obviously, been ticking all day. So by the time it comes nighttime, my body's tired, it's worn down, it's ready to go to bed. But it doesn't last very long, so like when I'm sleeping, hello! Dinner wins! So by the time it's worn down and blah blah blah, whatever, it doesn't last very long, so like when I'm sleeping at night, I'll wake up periodically, like...
Hi everyone.
Hey motherfuckers!
Hey, welcome back to my YouTube channel. Yikes. Let's make food.
A little baby wake.
It's a Joanie. This is everything. Oof! I shoved up your mom's ass. This is everything we're gonna make a sandwich with. So you can call me
cunt. Tippy-tippy down, tummy-num down, rotisserie chicken. I eat the ends of penis. I eat the ends of the bread. We're going to start with 647 bread. If you haven't heard of 647 bread, this is 647 bread. It's keto bread. Doesn't taste like keto. Doesn't taste... And then this, I'm going to use this meat. Cack. Okay, for everyone who's going to be alarmed. Stupid fuck. As I pick up my meat. It's a big bitch. Big bitch. Big bitch. Tootsie.
For me. Hi, everyone. I wanted to... fuck your dad. I wanted to introduce my 1.6 pound little baby wing. 2.5-month-old palm cheek. She is a female. She fucked your mom. Yeah. You're done. Hi, everyone. We're going to be doing my makeup. I have no makeup on right now. I have no filter. So. You're done. If you have a dog. Hi, good morning. Get ready with me to go get dick. Dick. Dick.
Oh, I love her so much. It's like the best version of disabled TikTok is Tourette's TikTok. It's literally TikTok. Okay, let's be serious, okay? It's a horrible thing. It's a horrible disease. Obviously, look, she's done well for herself. She's got millions of followers. She's very famous. You know, as you famous what it famous is today, she is that. She is famous. But, I mean, going through life with those things, I mean, talking about little baby wieners, talking about fucking your dad, talking about what a dick, all of this shit. And she constantly hits herself as well and does these very strange stasis. So it's a horror. It can be both things. It can be both a horrible illness. And it can be fucking hilarious at the same time. We have to acknowledge reality for what it is. You cannot watch her videos without laughing. And the laughter comes from a very real, deep place. You cannot hold it in. It's amazing. She's funnier than any comedian out there there's ever been. Really, seriously. You talk about the best stand-up comedians, and they're compared to her. Because it's like natural comedy. It's like the fucking moment. You know? It's Wilson going down the river on the plank of wood. And the guy being very upset about losing his chicken, Mr. Wilson. It's that. It's natural. And it's real. And it can't be bested. It comes from a real place. So it's better than any comedy I've ever experienced. It really is. And at the same time, I do feel bad, like, for her. You know, I wouldn't want that. I don't really feel bad for her, but that's, you know, the thing. I feel like, you know, I don't want to have Tourette's. I wouldn't want to have Tourette's. So both things can be true. It's a horrible illness, and look, she get better, then that's cool for her, you know. And it's a horrible thing, and I understand that, and it must be horrible for her. But it's also hilarious. And she also must recognize that because she's doing a fucking TikTok channel. She's out there doing a TikTok channel with her Tourette's. And the whole point of the TikTok channel is, this is Tourette's. And it's, look at me, I'm making a sandwich with Tourette's. Ha ha ha, look at me. Getting ready and I've got Tourette's. You know, you can't say, like, I don't want people laughing at this if you're making the whole central fucking theme of the media you're presenting is around the Tourette's, and the Tourette's is objectively fucking hilarious. You can't fucking be doing that. Anyway, I mean, there's so many videos. Go check her out. Go check her out if you don't already know her. She's one of my favorites now. She's one of my favorites, and I was very happy to come across her on the scroll. You know, I was scrolling, and I found her, and now I'm, you know, I may be in love. She's probably not going to be my next TikTok famous girlfriend, but she's definitely in the fucking club. And I love now that there's a whole new area has opened up to me, you know. TikTok has opened up to me. And I'm very happy about that. I really am. So yeah, peace, love. Probably going to be a ground invasion of Gaza today or tomorrow or someday soon. Stay safe. I want you to stay safe. If you're listening to this in Gaza, stay safe. And yeah, keep listening to me. And if you're in Israel, then stay safe and keep listening to me. And yeah, all your problems will be solved, I'm sure, if you keep listening to me. And yeah. Fuck it, listen to New Jeans as well. Great music. Terrible fucking corporation that they're a part of, but great music. And maybe one day New Jeans can join my K-pop agency in the future. We'll have New Jeans. Or maybe we'll retire the current New Jeans and I'll make new jeans. And it'll always just be New Jeans. Alright. We'll steal that from Hype. They stole enough from my son. I can steal some stuff from Hype. Steal the concept of New Jeans. Yeah. Anyway. Hope you're all having a lovely, beautiful, wonderful Tuesday. And I'll see you in the next one.